I'd like to speak today about a Kairos prophetic time. I'm speaking from the book of Acts in chapter 17, verse 26, when Paul is speaking with the philosophers of Athens about the things of God because they had questions for him about their unknown God. And Paul says this, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times." And that word is Kairos. And we'll have a look at the meaning of that word. He has determined their pre-appointed times, Kairos, and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might search for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, for we are his offspring. For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead. So there are two words used for time in the scripture. One is chronos, the other is kairos, the one we just mentioned. Chronos refers to the measured space of time that exists as a background clock time for everything that happens to us. So I'll be calling that clock time. But Kairos means the time of ultimate destiny for mankind and the world. It is called eschatological time. Kairos is a prophetic passage of time that may last for a short or a long period of clock time. And relative to the big plan of our lives, our lives are really made up of a sequence of kairos passages of time, of God-ordained events that have meaning and purpose for us, as in the above verse, where it says, "And he has determined their pre-appointed times, kairos, and the boundaries of their dwellings." We are currently living in a kairos prophetic time in the global experience of the coronavirus pandemic. Even though that has brought calamity and confusion to the entire planet, we are also in a prophetic kairos time in the purpose of God that is bringing the redeeming power of God to all nations. And the Bible speaks to us today of our kairos prophetic moment in history. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says this, "Redeeming the time," kairos, prophetic time, "because the days are evil." We're living in an experience of redeeming the time, the kairos, because the days are evil. That's our current experience. When the scripture says, "because the days are evil," the word for evil there is poneros, which means that the disorder of the time or the kairos in which we live is calamitous and morally culpable. Morally culpable means that humanity is greatly at fault for so much of what is going on. The coronavirus? Yes, even the viral infection. Humanity is at fault for a lot of what is going on there. We can discern the nature of the evil of kairos time by the confusion and perplexity that we're experiencing because of the chaos and disorder of the certain events of nature and human conflict. We are seeing the disorder and human conflict coming to pass. Redeeming the time means we can get back the will and purpose of God that has been lost or wasted so that we can convert the challenge of this now passage of Kairos time back into a powerful experience of the will and purpose of God. God is a God of redemption, and this is the redemption, the getting back, the purchasing back, the buying back of God's purposeful will for a certain time. Just as the scripture I first read said regarding God's pre-appointed times, there is a will and a purpose in what is happening, and it was said in that passage of scripture so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might search for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. We find him in a new way, and we find one another in a new way. In fact, there is one particular disorder of human conflict we are facing right now as I speak in this Kairos time. It's the racial tension that is being inflamed by the hurts that have been carried out in many nations by one race upon another. It's something that's been going on for generations, in fact, for all time. And man's attempts to remedy this hurt by restructuring human systems and institutions, they're passionately sincere, and they are emotionally confusing, and they are not really effective. The first thing to be understood also comes from that opening scripture that said, we are all of one blood. That has to be seen as a Kairos reality of God's will and purpose for all of us as his offspring in the earth. We are his offspring. And yet there is tension between people of a different birth, different ethnic, different geographical, different cultural, different tribal origins. Now, clock time history has struggled with this racial conflict really since the Tower of Babel, when the nations were dispersed and separated and their languages were confused. It took, in fact, the Kairos moment of Pentecost to bring all nations together, when the spiritual body of Christ stood up on the earth and people of different nationalities that had all been in one way or another in conflict heard of the mighty works of God being proclaimed all in their own tongue by the apostles in their new heavenly language of the Spirit. See, different languages broke down the communication, broke down the understanding, broke down this ability to identify with somebody who's different to what we are. But now, a new kind of communication, the Spirit of God began to speak. The goodness of God was being proclaimed. What a wonderful message that was on the day of Pentecost. Kairos time had now become the Holy Spirit in us. That was the new time. And this Kairos truth can only be fully realized by the new covenant reality spoken of by Paul. And he speaks about this in Galatians chapter 3. And he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring also, heirs according to the promise. So we can be not only of one blood, as we see, right back from Adam, right through Noah, right through then the dispersion of the Tower of Babel and all the conflict. We are not still only of one blood, but now we can be of one spirit. It would be a wonderful thing if people could get this revelation, and this revelation could come to people who know that as believers, not just know it as theory, but know that they can exercise this oneness of spirit, and they can see other people of different races, different nations, different ethnic backgrounds through God's eyes, where God looks down and instead of seeing just people of one blood through Adam, he sees now people of one spirit through Jesus Christ. Because the Holy Spirit has been sent out into the world to inhabit the lives of humanity and to wrestle with them and pull them into the kingdom of God and out of darkness into light. That's his work. It's what Jesus said he would do. In John 16, he said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit into the world and he will convince the world of sin. Of course, they don't believe. So that requires a revelation, but that is the remedy. That is the Kairos moment that can be redeemed at a time like this. Now, there's other Kairos prophetic passages of time, scriptures, that can show us what we can expect in this current Kairos time. I'll just show you two or three. And as we realise the prophetic warnings of shakings that are occurring upon the earth, we'll also realise that the Holy Spirit is bringing about the hearts of people turning to the Lord. The Bible says that these things will bring about the times, the kairos, of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. In Acts chapter 3, it says, "Now receive a change of heart and mind, and have your past sins wiped out, and turn to God. Then times, kairos, of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. These are times of purpose in the will of God, that all men would seek after God, and perhaps find him." When the whole world is in a place of calamity and fear and conflict and confusion, that is, when the days are evil, like in that scripture, redeem the time because the days are evil, there'll be one of two outcomes for people, because many will stand at the crossroads in a time like this. No one can really stay the same in those times. Their anxiety and confusion and fear will get worse, or they will rise up and trust in God. No one can stay the same in these times. This is a Kairos time, and this is part of redeeming the Kairos. I've observed some people letting anger and confusion leave them in distress, and I've observed others allowing faith and hope to move them into rest. An Old Testament story that shows this is found in the first book of Kings, chapter 18. After Israel had suffered 3.5 years of a punishing drought through years of turning away from God to worship idols, Elijah had prayed to God and said, "Let there be no rain for 3.5 years. He knew God wanted to bring a Kairos time upon Israel. So then Elijah confronts Israel and the evil king Ahab and the prophets of Baal, and he called upon God to bring rain. Israel watched while the priests of Baal, which are the ones that they had gone after, went through desperate wailing and slashing of themselves with knives to get their idols to answer their prayer for rain. Elijah said to Israel, "Don't halt between two opinions." In other words, you're at the crossroads. Which way are you going to go? And he said to them, "If the Lord be God, follow him. And if Baal," that means the world to us, "then follow him." God heard Elijah's prayer, a Kairos prayer, and he sent the rain, and a nation turned to God. That's what happens in these Kairos moments. Overcoming and growing through the suffering of mind and soul in trials of faith is a Kairos experience too. There's a scripture that says that. In 1 Peter 5, it says, "The God of all grace, after you have suffered for a little while," that's Kairos, not just Chronos, doesn't mean a little while if you've suffered for 3 or 4 days. No, it is a while, a specific period of prophetic time ordained by God that you are being tried in your faith. When the God of all grace, after you have suffered for a little Kairos time, he will then restore and establish and mature you to full growth, ready for anything. So that there's a special grace given during times like this that restores and settles our soul, that matures us into full growth. We need to set ourselves to diligently wait upon the Lord, and we can expect to experience God's presence with us. We're not locked into the disordered tyranny of clock time. We're living in an eternal space of Kairos time. We say, "Lord, I know this is a trial of faith," but we can know in that faith that God activity is happening more dramatically than the drama of disordered human emotion and circumstances around us. And the more darkness we see, the more light we experience. We get from stress and rush into stillness and trust, and that's the bridge of faith. In times like that too, we get that assurance that we can outlast the attacks of the enemy, because that's what comes. The enemy sees the Kairos times, the times of God's purpose. In Luke chapter 4, the devil came in to attack Jesus in the wilderness. And it says there that when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until another opportune time, Kairos. In other words, Jesus was able to endure through spiritual warfare, knowing that he, just like we would, that he could outlast the devil. Because the devil, within God's Kairos time, God had set that up. It said Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. It was a setup. It was God's Kairos time. And the devil was allowed to inhabit it with his Chronos time, with his clock time. But the devil doesn't have eternal time or eternal life. He can exist at God's permission within God's Kairos. And he cannot out-endure us if we hang in with Jesus and trust him to see us through. So be encouraged. Satan can only operate for a limited Kairos. It's within God's Kairos. We can last. And there is a powerful kind of prayer life that can redeem or reorder the disorder that we see about us in times like this. And it is also a form of Kairos prayer. It's called praying in the Spirit with the kind of faith and hope that assures you that you are partners with Jesus and the Holy Spirit in their intercession for the will of God to be done within and beyond your world, what is happening in your life and circumstances and those you pray for. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it speaks about this. It says, praying in the Spirit at all times, Kairos, times that can be redeemed, at all times, times of special prophetic purpose in God. That's a time like this. But we can fit this into our lives and turn an ordinary clock time into a Kairos time, because God is always wanting to connect with us and bring us into his Kairos. So let me say that again. Praying in the Spirit at all times, Kairos, and on every occasion. Staying alert and persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Now, this is a certain kind of faith-filled prayer that's not about long clock time sittings and gatherings of people. They are good. That brings people into one accord. This is something that happens within a believer who knows they can enter into Kairos time. And a few seconds, a few minutes of Kairos time of prayer is spiritually explosive. We can be exercised in this at any time, anywhere, while we're doing anything. So let's give God thanks that even though we're in times of calamity, and disorder and chaos and darkness, we can take a hold of, lay a hold of, and purchase back and redeem the will and purpose of God for us and for what is happening in our world at this Kairos time. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you've allowed to be in us, to be part of the reordering of your Kairos will in the days in which we live. In Jesus' name, amen.